I'd not been homesick. Never really had any serious time to be homesick during this 10-year period. Right towards the end, I think the trip was beginning to get to me, because I began to feel really wanting to see my folks again. Not, it never happened to that degree before, but the oddest thing was that. So I'm plodding along the highway because the end of the journey was very empty and lonesome. And conditions were pretty bad too. The winter was coming on. I knew that if I didn't hurry up, I wouldn't even get over the final passes. You know, and that would be awful to be held up, not be able to make it. But I remember I was getting in such a strange mental state that everything was on autopilot. I would be thinking as I'm riding along, right, okay, it's time to camp. And then I'd have absolutely no recollection about ever having physically fixed the tent up anything. I'd suddenly find myself crouching over the primus, trying to dry my gloves and my socks, you know, in the tent, you know, and it's really weird. And then the other thing too, although the miles were running out, I was getting closer and closer and closer, I kept on planning for the next stage that didn't exist. The spares that I would require and what I had to organize, you know, and how I was going to do it.
Right, even though there wasn't another
stage. Yeah,
there
was another stage.
Yeah.
And eventually, when I did get there, you know, talk about an anticlimax. And not only was it an anticlimax, I mean, I got to the banks of the Yukon, but that was the end of my journey then. And it was at night. I had ridden on and on and on. I vaguely saw the board that I, because don't forget, I'd done this same trip. Oh, maybe you didn't know. I'd done this same journey from Newfoundland in Canada. I'd ridden up the Alaskan Highway before,
Oh, right.
and I using a different route
Yeah.
before. I'd used the main
So
Alaskan
you'd have
Highway
been to
before.
arriving in the same place
Yes,
again. It's
exactly.
quite different than not
Yes,
being there
right to
at all.
the same place. At that stage, it was the northernmost point you could reach. To Circle City. Now I remembered the board, and I rode up to it, and I got to this little car park, and what an end to the trip. It was raining, I was cold, I was muddy up to the knees, and I had to get in the Yukon there to wash all this off before I could even attempt to get in inside the tent. And you're supposed to be excited and happy and you know, all this distance, all these problems, and here I was, and it meant absolutely nothing. And it was cold too, it was a cold, miserable night. And in the morning, I heard a couple of fellows that were chatting, and one of them said he wasn't going to leave until I actually emerged, because apparently the various drivers had passed information one to the other that this crazy fellow, you know, ridden out from Cape Horn and finally made it. So they all knew. I didn't know any of this, but they passed the information on. And this fellow, he could see the bike there, because it actually had a plate on the bike. It still does,
Exposed
Cape Horn
it,
to Alaska.
still there,
So he wasn't going to leave until he could shake me by the hand, he said. And of course, I emerged and eventually. And he said, "Well, won't you come and have breakfast with me? I'd love to treat you to breakfast and tell me a few things, you know." So I had a friendly reception, but I don't quite know how it was that I had to ride back again. That was the worst part. There was no other way of getting down there. You know, I had to turn around and ride the 165 miles back down the road again to, you know, to get to civilization. And it was a totally, you know,
I got
anticlimactic end to
I
what
find
had
long
been an
tours.
obsession. For a long, long time, it had been a total obsession.
I find myself on a long tour, well, the longest tour I've done was 3 months, a 4,000-mile tour through Scandinavia. I can sort of picture how it,
you can relate to the
yeah, I
feeling,
can
yeah.
relate to that feeling,
But I mean,
yeah.
the irony was that it really had become an obsession. But you know, it had been a goal to strive for so long, I couldn't even think of something beyond that. When I finally got there, I felt very empty. I had nothing to strive for any longer. Yes, I wanted to come home,
So were you
you
mentally
know, but
making plans as you were riding along, thinking, getting ideas about future trips or other
not
things?
really, no, not at that stage. But you, what happened, you know, even in Alaska there, people started to say, well, are you going to write a book about it? Mm. And I hadn't really seriously thought at all about this aspect. Mm. You know, but when I came home then and I met the folks again, everything was nice for a little while, of course, it always is. And then I began to think, well, okay, what do I do now? And the idea of going back to standard telephones, knocking on the door and saying, well, you know that year's leave of absence? Have you got any room? I couldn't see myself going into anything of that nature at all, you know, and I really couldn't. And as everyone had said to me, well, how about writing a book? Mm. I seriously began to think about it because it seemed that all the adventures did. Mm. You know, and so I spent some time doing it, of course, because although I'd done okay at school, you know, writing a book isn't an undertaking. I mean, it's as bad as trying to write from Cape Horn to Alaska when you first face that empty page. Mm. You know, and at the end of the day, of course, no one wanted to buy the book. I even got an agent, but they returned the book several tries later and said, oh no, the general consensus is that it doesn't really have what we want. Mm. So, in not wanting to waste the efforts, I wrote to Saiping, you know, and said to them that I'd had this particular experience. Would they be interested? And I got a very offhanded reply in a way. Yes, we might be interested. Mm. We understand what you've done. Give us some samples, please. You know, we're thinking in terms of running it in four.
Yeah.
They told me what the conditions were. Well, to be honest, it was very, very easy because, of course, the book had been written and all I had to do was to select
the bits and
put a bit of continuity into it. And so I sent off the four very quickly. It was very easy to do it because I'd done the work. Mm. It was very little. I had to do the extra. Had to get it retyped. Mm. I can't type. I didn't type then, and I can't type now. So you know, I had to get it retyped. Mm. But I had a very different kind of letter come back very rapidly from Saiping. Mm. Now don't forget at this stage, no one in the Saiping world had the remotest idea about any of these adventures anything really. Oh, a few CD series.
And I must have made your bike at this stage,
No.
Which bike did you use for this? 10 years or then?
There's a one I bought from Bristol.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it, but is it Powell? Andy Powell?
Andy Powell? Yeah. Those Overburys?
That's right, Overburys.
Yeah.
Well, his father,
Arthur,
he built my first bike.
Oh, really?
And he introduced me to the quality gear, Camping Nova. And, and of course, I've never had anything else really. I've stepped to really what he gave me.
Yeah.
But that first bike was over on display in America for years and years and years. He did the 10 years, and it never really came home. It stayed over
there.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know where it is now. Though I'd lost touch with it for a while.
Yeah.
But where was I? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I wrote. I got this letter back from Saiping. That was a bit different to the first letter. We didn't realise that your stuff would be, I don't quite know what they said, but the upshot was that they were surprised it was better than they'd imagined.
Yeah, yeah.
And would I therefore spread it into a series of six? Mm. You know, and of course I was tickled pink.
Yeah.
And they were going to publish on consecutive days, weeks.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I got checks. First check I'd ever received. I mean, I never got anything from the CTC. I never charged them anyway.
Yeah.
And to have a regular check coming in pleased me no end. I mean, this was more like it. Mm. And now, all this time,